Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. The Hera Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, whom love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome your hosts, Niza, Frosty, and Anna.
Welcome to episode 19. Woo! K-pop triggered, yo.
K-pop triggered.
We would like to announce that our lovely Anna is back on the show.
I'm back, guys.
See, we didn't murder her.
Not this time. They tried to, but I didn't stay down, remember?
She didn't stay dead. Just close your lips.
Shut your tongue. Shut your tongue.
Close your lips.
Shut your tongue. Yeah. Anyway, so Anna's been up to moving into a new apartment. That's why she was gone for a couple weeks.
And it's still not done, guys, so just throwing that out there.
But she says she's gonna be back, that she's back.
Yes, I'm back. Back
streets, back. All right. So, besides Anna moving, because we know that's all you've been really doing is moving.
I mean, I've been working, and I've been being a boring person.
Boring. Anyway, Frosty, how has your week been?
She's like, it's not any boring better.
Boring as well.
Yeah. I signed up for BoxyCharm. I signed up for 3 months, so we should be setting up videos here soon.
Yeah, Anna will be coming up with her own series where she unboxes the BoxyCharm box, which is a makeup box that you can subscribe to.
It's $21 a month, or you can subscribe to it like for 3 months. I think you pay like $59. Yeah. It's in the US and Canada. I've already gotten more than $100 worth of makeup, and I've only gotten 1 month's box.
Yeah, you love makeup, definitely. You know, a YouTube series with Anna unboxing her BoxyCharm box will be coming up on our YouTube channel.
Full size makeup
that all will be explained in the YouTube channel, so check it out when she's on there.
There you go.
Didn't you have anything to talk about?
I mean, if you guys don't know already, I am doing a gaming series on our YouTube channel with the Hard Club. It's titled Niza Fails to Play So Said Game. But I did attempt to play the Sailor Moon game called Sailor Moon Drops.
Fell hard, didn't she?
But it definitely gave me some nostalgia. And if you'd like to see my review or how the game looks before downloading it, go ahead and definitely check it out through our YouTube channel. It's amazing. Graphics are pretty cool.
So on the subject of Sailor Moon, Sailor Moon S voice actress Susan Aceron has recently passed away. Susan voiced Sailor Pluto. She died at the age of 44 due to cancer.
Oh, it's super sad. Has anyone really actually checked out the new Sailor Moon anime?
Is it even out yet?
It's out. It's been out for a while. I've watched like one episode, but the animation, they're so much skinnier now, which I don't like.
Because they were already really little, weren't they?
Yes, they were super little. I mean, they're supposed to be 14-year-old girls, but... Or are they... They're supposed to be like 14 through 16, but they're like super anorexic looking for the animation.
I refuse to see the new one. I'm still on the one that I grew up with.
Yeah.
I bought the whole season for that, and those are the only ones that I'm watching.
It's the best, though.
Are they going to make a real-life one?
They did already.
Did they? Live-action one?
There is a live-action one. It's Japanese, though.
Oh, never saw it. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's really cool.
Is it good?
I like it.
So besides, you know, the club has been up to and what else has been going on in the world, we also happened to come across the 2016 debate with Hillary Clinton and Mr. Donald Trump. And to join us in this segment is our friend Russell to join with us about topic with Trump and how Frosty happened to trigger one of our followers on Twitter.
The views of the Hera Club and their subsequent guests and or opinions do not reflect those of the listeners, yourselves, or the entire world. So if you're mildly offended by anything of that sort, well, sorry. Not sorry. They're just not sorry.
All right. So during the week, we actually did see the debate between Hillary and Trump, and Frosty actually has something she'd like to say about that.
Yeah, so I saw a video that was, or rather, I saw a picture that was posted on Facebook, which had Ramsay Bolton and Sansa Stark in it, which basically said, at least Ramsay Bolton waits until marriage, which is actually in response to some allegations that were made against Donald Trump, where he had basically said in 2005 that he sexually assaults women. And so I thought this picture was hilarious, and I posted it on Twitter as a jab at Donald Trump, because I've actually been doing that a lot lately. If you pay attention to the Twitter feed, I'm always posting something crappy about Donald Trump, because I'm actually hoping that Overgrown Baby actually reads it and says something, because at this point, any press is good press at this time, even if it's Donald Trump, like, fucking yelling at me. Well, anyways, the response that I got for the post was not from the person that I wanted to. Instead, it was from somebody else who basically at first just commented no. And then she got into this whole thing where she basically accused me of stating that marital rape is better than what Donald Trump does, which is, rape like against another person who you're not married to, who it's like Ramsay Bolton, a fictional character, is better than Donald Trump, a real person. The response that I got was not from Donald Trump, but from somebody who basically accused me of stating that marital rape is a less offensive crime than regular rape. And then I'm just like, dude, that's not even what that post was about. That post was basically saying that Donald Trump is still a fucking scumbag, and that it was just poking a funny fucking joke. And I'm like, can you at least get the effing joke and then move on? I'm like, that's not what I said. That's not what that post said at all. And did it even show Ramsay Bolton raping Sansa Stark? No, it didn't. It's like, you'd only know that if you watched it happen. And again, it's fictional character, it is an actor.
I think people are just like so triggered that they completely miss the reference.
Yeah,
That might have been it.
people get triggered by stupid shit, and then they don't understand comedy. And comedy should not be censored. Censorship is actually the death of comedy, and I'm pretty sure somebody has said that before.
Well, I mean, like, I saw the
Now they're
post,
married, but
and originally I looked at it and I was like, that's just so wrong.
yeah, because
But
I
it's
felt like you
kind
were saying that that was okay, and I was like,
I never thought she said that. I never think that Frosty would ever say that's okay. I just figured that that post particularly might have gone too far, and I didn't find it as like funny the first time, but then I thought it's so wrong that it's funny. That's what I was thinking.
That's unfortunately how my humor
Yeah.
works. Now, I know rape is bad. All rape is bad, whether you're married or whether you're not. Anytime that somebody makes you have sex and you don't want to, that's fucking wrong. And that guy deserves to be fucking castrated, which we're gonna get to later on in the show.
And I didn't say anything about like I didn't point out, well, that's just fucking wrong. Why'd you do that?
Yeah,
No,
right
I'm not
after
like
I
that
yeah, right
though.
after I posted it, I didn't get a message from you going, no,
Fucking take that.
no, Frosty,
Yeah,
take it
no, I
off,
wasn't
take
like
it
that.
off.
I wasn't like that, but
Yeah.
I'm not a easily triggered person. I don't if I don't like something, I just shrug it off.
I don't know.
I'm not
Well,
one to
what kind
take.
of pissed me off about it though was like, I mean, I totally understand where this woman is coming from. Some people would get offended by that. But the fact is that, like, while me and her were having this discussion on Twitter regarding the page or what, or regarding the picture that I put up or whatever, at the end of it, she just goes, "Well, I guess we're just gonna have to agree to disagree." And then it's just
I
like
didn't get that, 'cause what are we disagreeing about? Are you
she was just.
disagreeing about that it's not a funny post? Are you disagreeing that Donald Trump hasn't committed this kind of crime? Like, what are you trying to get at? I didn't get it. Like, that's the part where I was like, I don't understand if she understand what's really going on.
Yeah, I don't either. What I think is more of just she was just in a position where she's like, okay, I'm not gonna win this one. I was in a position where I'm not gonna win this one either. And then I was just like, can we just move on? Can we just stop? And then, and then that was just basically it. We just, like stopped. But anyways, the point that I was trying to get at is if you're offended by the word rape or the act of rape, then
That's perfectly
that
fine.
is perfectly fine.
But
But I like to bring humor to those kind of dark sides because I believe it takes the power away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I mean, like I'll see something that's about that and people will get outraged about it, but I try to turn it on its side, try to think of something funny.
What do you think, Russell?
Oh, that's right. We have Mr. Russell Breeding joining in on this discussion as well because he is also a fellow Trump hater. And he did hear me rant about this a little bit ago. So what, I don't know, do you have any thoughts on it?
You're right, like a sense of humor. I mean, these days, you know, people to me, like, are turning things backwards. I think that everybody's a bit too PC and they don't seem to, like, get jokes. And I'm not saying rape jokes themselves are funny. I'm just saying as a whole, it's almost like anything you do or say, it's like, oh, you shouldn't be allowed to say that. No, that's wrong. What's wrong with you, you know? They obviously, I don't know if they were a Game of Thrones fan to begin with, and so maybe they didn't get it or whatever, but, you know, that's their problem. That's the way, you know, I look at it. As far as the election thing goes, you know, almost every day it seems that both sides, there's something here and there, and I'm kind of, at this point, I said to a friend the other day, I'm like, I wish they would just take both of them and put them each in like a cage and let's get a do-over. Let's get somebody that we can respect on the Democratic side, somebody we can respect on the Republican side, and just agree to disagree, have them shake hands, and then anything that comes out dirty, the person gets fined. Because my whole deal is, I think this is the you know, personally, I think this is the worst, you know, they're two of the worst candidates, you know, we've ever had. And I can't even believe we as a country got to this point. Because frankly, I was a Bernie supporter and I'm appalled at the fact that, you know, all the shenanigans that, you know, alleged shenanigans, I should say, that have happened, and makes you feel icky, you know, like you can't even, you know, you've got something on you that you can't wash off. And every day there seems to be like something new. And I'm just, you know, furious that people can't see, you know, the truth, you know. And I mean, personally, why would you ever want to vote for somebody that's richer than you are? I mean, we've pretty much destroyed the middle class as a country now. There used to be, you know, at least a middle ground. There's no middle ground, I think, anymore. And I find that really, you know, disturbing. You know, all the presidents and things that I've seen in my lifetime. And I just wish that we had a candidate that, you know, like Bernie, who was at least for the, you know, the working class people. That's pretty much it, because, I mean, I'm just like,
But if you would like to go ahead and give any shout-outs to friends or family that you would, you know, like to...
Yeah, well, I have a couple of plugs, if that's cool.
Yeah, the plugs, shout-outs, you know, whatever you'd like to do.
Hey, there's a couple of really cool wrestling podcasts. The Jim Cornette podcast, or Jim Cornette Experience, on the MLW radio network. Jim Cornette, for those who don't know, is a wrestling manager who these days he doesn't manage as much, but he has this brilliant podcast. He's really politically motivated. He goes on such awesome rants. He does them way better than I ever could. His shows, got to check them out. Like I said, the Jim Cornette Experience on MLW radio network. And then his co-host, the great Ryan Last, does a podcast called the 605 podcast, which is related to the old 605 TBS wrestling show, which can be found on 605podcast.com. He talks old wrestling, but there's a lot of really funny things, and he has a different co-host usually like every week. And I mean, they're hysterical and really awesome. So yeah, those are the two main things that I wanted to get out there. And, you know, I'll be, you know, plugging you guys, you know, through them once the show's out and everything. So,
all right. Thanks, Russell. All right. Well, so you have a great night.
That was nice meeting you.
In contact with you again. Right.
You too. Thank no you problem.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you, Russell. Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sure. Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye.
The Hera Club is now partnered with Lyft. Use their promo code, the Hera Club, that's THEHARACLUB, for a fun, dependable, and memorable ride. By using their code, you could receive up to $50 in credit. So why don't you get lifted as opposed to something else?
Well, thank you again, Russell, for joining us on our segment.
And let's go ahead and move into our shout-outs.
Okay, so our shout-outs are going to go to, first comes first, Jason Cox. We do apologize, Jason, that we did not give you a shout-out on last episode, but if you couldn't tell, we were a little winded.
We're dying.
We were trying to breathe. We were dying.
Good thing okay. It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. It was Dabina. Anyway, another shout-out we're going to go ahead and give is via VHS. Thank you guys for giving us a shout-out on your episode 4.
Love you, Wesley.
Yeah, love you, Wesley. David from the Daily Cringe, who's my new BFF.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm my new BFF.
But I'm your soulmate.
BFF.
New BFF. All of you are going to death. I'm coming for you, David. Do you hear me? I am coming for you.
Anyway.
Stay away from Nisa.
Ryan versus Frankenstein and the Last Take podcast.
So the shout-outs that I would like to give are Tom Jackson Jr., What It Do podcast.
What It Do.
LTS, Intellectual Saviors podcast. Blackout podcast. Our gift person, Jimmy Evans.
And Anna would like to give
some shout-outs to Roman Pod and Cass, the Naked Porch podcast, and also is Case File True Crime. They basically go over actual crimes that have happened and they explain what happens. It's very frustrating, but it's really entertaining.
Yes. All right. Let's get into our K-pop time, ladies. It's K-pop time. Bing, bing. K-pop. So, like we mentioned last week, we did put in another new segment into our show called Gem of the Week, where we posted a poll on Twitter and our Amino account for nominations. And people, I was super happy because people actually provided us feedback, nominated their biases, and it came down to V from BTS.
My favorite one!
Hyunsik from B2B and Junior from GOT7.
It got really close.
No, it did not. Anna's bias, V, actually won the polls. During this segment, we did gather 5 facts that we really loved about V, and Anna will be reading those for us now.
So, I guess a little backstory for people who don't know who V is. Nisa kind of told us he's from BTS. It's a K-pop group. And I guess the most typical things people know is his real name is Taeyang Kim. They call him Tae-Tae for his blank expression. And then his birthday's December 30th, 1995. He's 21. He's a Capricorn. One of the things that we would have, well, at least I know Frosty would enjoy this. V and J-Hope were forced to kiss on Rookie King. And then apparently they sung Hug Me. So I think Frosty would agree that there's some boy loving going on there.
It's gala between two guys.
I'm pretty sure that she kind of enjoyed that. She's probably looking it up on her phone right now.
And then
add that to the spank bank later.
So another fun fact about V is he had to sit basically in the corner in their pre-debut days. He wasn't allowed to actually say he was going to be in BTS until, I think, a couple weeks before they actually debuted.
Also, poor V was sitting on the sidelines while his group members were up there getting all the shine.
Yeah, and they would do, like, vlogs, and he'd just sit out there, and it was rumored. He said that he felt left out, and I think that's kind of sad.
That is sad.
Poor little Tae-Tae. Yeah, I mean, another thing that I thought was kind of cute, because I really like him. While he signed his contract, he was crying, and he had his parents Aww. There, and he hugged his parents.
That's true.
Oh, cute little baby.
Cute little V. Oh, Tay-Tay. Anyway, that gives us actually a perfect segment into our K-pop music, because the first song that we're going to review is BTS, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, which I don't know about you guys, but I've, like, been avoiding every MV reaction, every fucking, like, live show that kept popping up, live performance or, like, choreo stuff. I just kept avoiding it and avoiding it and avoiding it. It was super hard. But oh my God, yeah. I do it for our listeners, though.
I did see a couple GIFs.
Yes, and that was hard, those, too.
But that was about it. That I was like, I'm like, there's no sound, and it's a tiny clip. I'm like, I will allow myself this little guilty pleasure. But I'm psyched. I'm ready to
so
watch.
So terrible. Just so terrible. Okay, so here's BTS, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. The
Sweeter than sweet, chocolate cheeks and chocolate wings. But no, you're not getting out my ear. No, you can sweep up and beat up your. Kiss me, I put the gray hose on that toy, your toy, toy, and I'll be so the water. Baby, she had the gray, he did not do the girl. No, kiss me, whiskey. The pit of the moon, the match, match, you murder. Catch your car. I'm in love. The shadow is so much. I got your car. One and only money. Money, money. One and only money. Money, 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 money. One and only money. Money, money. One and only money.
Suga went black hair. Woo! Rat mom, though.
Drinking that absinthe.
Yeah.
Kick yourself in the head again, J-Hope.
Yeah, these are big guys. Not, like, big like they're big, but, like, they're making it. They're going places.
Oh, my gosh. Suga, though? He's just coming back again just to remind me.
Did you notice that there was smoke around Suga?
Yeah.
Reminiscent of fire and his death, I'm just saying.
This is a, this seems to be like a slower jam. Mm-hmm. I was expecting more of a...
epic battle?
Kind of like that, or more of like a harder beat to come back with. But this is still good jam.
It'll so good doing a little bit of Phantom of the Opera.
I love how they hold hands.
It's adorable.
Uh-oh. He's gonna kiss. This is where he kisses the statue, isn't it? I'm right here in my bias, be kissing a statue.
And I've never wanted to be a statue so much in my life.
That was BTS, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I definitely was not expecting a slower jam. I was thinking of a more harder jam.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But I still really enjoyed the song, the beat, the chorus.
They're dancing.
Yeah, their dance is always on point, though.
They're people.
I want to be a statue.
Their looks.
I want to make out with statue Jin. Now.
Yeah,
I want
to make Suga out with Jin. With his black hair, though.
And
that's
I don't mean their sweet. Looks like they're pretty. I mean the looks that they were giving.
She's like, giving those
suggestive. What about the looks they were giving each other? And them how they suggested. Hold hands when they run out the room.
Yeah.
Why don't guys do that here?
Guy love between two guys. Anyway, so another comeback that we're going to go ahead and listen to is our 7 OPA.
Seven.
Seven. with his title, MV, and track, Give It To Me.
Oh, he could give it to me.
Now, Seven hasn't
released anything in about 4 years.
Yeah.
Kaylee's like, please give it to me, and please be as what I expected.
You've got hope, you got expectations?
I have expectations
as well. Let's go.
Hopefully it's a little more.
We know Seven's gonna bring it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, babe. Shorty looked at me. 깜짝 놀랐어. 너와 눈이 마주쳤을 때. 홀딱 반했어. 이런 기분 난 처음인 걸. 귀여운 baby face. Oh, sexy body. 나도 모르게 너를 따라가고 있어, lady. Baby, you're fine. So fine. 네가 너무 예쁜 걸. Oh my god. So hot. 오늘 밤 네 맘을 뺏고 싶은 걸.
God, I want to start screaming.
Oh my god.
It just makes me want to start screaming already.
Why was he gone?
God, he's so hot.
Why was he gone?
He's too busy being a pimp. Wanna be with me. Yes, I do. Okay.
That butt, though.
That butt, though.
Goodness gracious. He's so, why is he so good looking?
I don't know, but he's ruining my life right now.
Is it like Jay Park or worse?
I'm sorry, 704, that I chose other biases.
I'm sorry.
While you were gone. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
And he's going to come out with a scandal and you're going to be like, why?
No, he can scandal me any day.
He went with a James Bond feel and I'm loving it. Okay, so that was Seven's Give It To Me, and I just want to say I'm really sorry, Seven Opa, that I had other biases while you were gone.
I got hot enough where I had to take my sweater off.
I'm sorry.
I haven't had to take it off all day.
I love you.
I'm so sorry.
That girl was not having it, though. She was like, nope, yeah. I don't want that.
No, When Seven gives you a $20 drink, you drink it.
You don't ask. You don't spill
it. I would lick it off the bar.
You just fucking drink it. You don't ask questions. You just do it.
Man, is he looking so good, though? He's looking too good. Like, why you gotta come back and just let it... He just had to come back and let us know that he's still king.
He had to come back
and then he's gonna leave and not bring anything else to the table for another 4 years. And he's gonna be like, so this album, I spread it out for the course of 20 years.
I've got teary. I'm a little teary.
I'm crying right now.
I'm a little teary. Seven, though.
It makes me wonder
if I want Rain to come back. Just to be like, Seven and Rain duking it out.
Kaylee's like, please don't say this.
Seven would kick Rain's ass.
But would he, though?
He would.
But Rain was assassin, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like, ninja assassin?
Yeah, you can't 30, kill him.
Yeah, you 30, know what?
30 Rain sexy?
Was, what? Rain was also slapping his butt in an elevator in another K-drama, okay? While he is too busy looking at himself and slapping his butt in an elevator, Seven would be beating the shit out of him, okay?
Wouldn't you slap his butt, too?
No.
Anyway, Seven, yes. I just want to say I deeply, deeply apologize that I've had other biases while you've been gone these past 4 years.
She didn't mean it.
I didn't mean
it. I'm sorry, Seven, but remember, I'm the one who brought up that you were having a comeback. I brought it up first. Frosty did.
I didn't mean it. Seven was coming back.
Huh?
I knew that Seven was coming back.
I know, but I brought it up in the podcast.
You're gonna do that.
I am gonna do that.
Okay, well,
like
we're gonna...
Joey on Friends, it was my idea. I said we should come up with a new plan, and Ross is like, "No, I said we should go to Atlantic City." Yeah, but I said we needed a new plan. That's like that.
Anyway, so the next song that we are gonna go ahead and play is play and review is Pentagon's Gorilla. Pentagon is a new 10-member group from Cube Entertainment. Now, most of us are not happy with Cube right now, so hopefully this... What I'm expecting is that they better fucking bust out this group.
And you know why? Because they have a pen and they have a gun. Pentagon.
But I'm really hoping that if Cube is neglecting their other entertainers or artists, that they put a lot of effort into this group. So here we go. Pentagon, Gorilla.
I'm in love with everyone. That one. And that one. And that one. That one's the same one, but I meant, like, the other Flash. That one. That one. I like his face.
Ooh.
He gives me, like, a Kim Han-joon vibe.
I can see it.
Yeah. I like that one.
No.
I don't.
No.
Not you, boo.
That lip piercing, you. Though.
Make a gorilla. Make a gorilla.
Maybe he'll grow into it. They're probably like 16 to 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel gross looking at them. Now I feel like I shouldn't look. But I want to. That one. I like the lip bite.
Hey, if they're making sexy faces, why can't we look at that?
That one. Did you see that one?
You're old enough to make a sexy face. You're old enough for me.
That's...
Okay, so that was Pentagon with Gorilla. I'm going to rate this one probably... 4 out of 5. I mean, it's what I expected. That's what I wanted. I think Cube still needs to step it up with their advertising and supporting their member, their groups, though.
I liked it. I still think they're too young for me to be looking at them, so I probably will not be looking at them. But they're very handsome. One of them gives me a Kim Han-joon vibe. The other one gives me, like, a Jackson vibe. But they make me feel stuff, so.
I'm telling you right now that if you can make sexy faces... at the camera and you look old enough?
No, that's not right. Because how many of us could do that when we were little? Doesn't mean guys.
How many men
been...
have had sex with 15-year-old girls, yeah, and then been like, well, she looked like she was old.
Oh,
enough.
No, take that back. The oldest member is born in 1992. So they're actually older than you.
Okay, I was going to say.
1994. The youngest member is from 1996.
Oh, phew. Okay, that's fine then. Yeah. I'm good. They're 20. They're 20 and
over. Oh, 1998. Sorry, 1998.
Okay, well.
So.
That's 18. It's fine. It's still legal.
See? They're all legal. It's okay, Anna.
I do have to go.
Yes.
Sad day. I am back, though.
You'll be back for a full episode next time. Okay, bye, Anna.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye, Anna.
Okay, so Anna couldn't stay with us for the full episode, but however, she will be back next week to go ahead and do the full episode with us then. There's still adjustments that she's trying to make. But anyway, here is me and Frosty yet again.
Woo!
Woo! So we just listened to some K-pop music. Let's go into our K-pop news. First, since we did end with a Cube Entertainment company, we just wanted to go ahead and mention that we have caught wind that Beast... will not be re-signing their contracts with Cube Entertainment. Now, they haven't said that they've disbanded. So this might be a BAP thing where they stick together and sign with a different company, which is what we're hoping for because I really felt that Beast, like other Cube Entertainment groups, are really good, yet they're just not being supported enough.
I agree. I don't think there's enough out there for them. Like, you see all these other bigger networks like YG, SM, and JYP, and, you know, they've got their idols on TV shows and, you know, on guest spots, guest appearances. They're touring more in the States. I barely hear anything from Beast. You know, except when they're releasing new music videos.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. Hopefully the band is going to stay together and that maybe they'll just move to another company. I know Block B had better success after they moved. So hopefully, you know, we'll be getting that and that Beast won't be disbanding. Because Salve liked Beast.
Mm-hmm. That's one of his favorites.
That's one of his favorites. And I think it was also one of his first, right?
Yes, one of his first.
It
was the male group that popped his cherry.
Exactly. So we gotta keep that guy around. Gotta keep Beast around.
In more K-pop news, EXO fan had installed a camera into their locker room.
So supposedly, a stalking fan of EXO had managed to install a hidden camera in the gym that EXO frequented at. And they were discovered after they released the photos on social media. And it looks like Suho and his trainer had discovered the camera while they were exercising. And when Suho noticed, he then began to point at the camera covered his face. As he saw as he noticed the camera was there. And then EXO Lay had a comment on regarding this, stating that he will take measures under laws regarding fans using hidden cameras in their gym.
Oh yeah, that's like an invasion of privacy. Why, what kind of human being thinks that would be okay? I can't imagine like being so violated, my privacy being so violated like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter if you're a star or not, you are a human being and you have feelings and you have, then you're right, privacy. That doesn't, no, you shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
No, it's no, just not
this,
okay.
This is one of those things that get me K-pop triggered because I'm so fucking mad at these so-called fans that take it too far.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about taking it too far, but I don't take it that far.
It's just uncalled for. In other EXO news, Lay passed out at the Incheon airport and had to go to the hospital. However, he did post that he is fine and it was just due to fatigue. So hopefully he takes the time to rest.
Yeah, he has been working pretty hard. He had his solo album come out, and then of course we saw the solo music video on our last episode, and I believe immediately after he was in the hospital, it looks like maybe like 1 or 2 days later, he was already out back touring and promoting his new album. So in other K-pop health news, winners Nam Tae-hyun appears to be suffering from some mental health issues.
Said he couldn't he possibly won't be performing because of those health issues.
Yeah, it looks like there may be a delay in the group's comeback due to the mental health issues that he is having at this time. And he is asking that fans please understand his situation so that he can get rest and get better as soon as possible. To tell you the truth, I'd wait forever for him to get better because I love Winner. I think they are one of the better, newer bands that are coming out. They're not quite at the level of GOT7 and BTS yet, but I believe they have the potential to go there, especially with the collaboration that Minho did with Bobby for MOB.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have a lot of talent, and I do hope that Namtae gets better.
Yeah. Another one that we will want to talk about is Hyuhan from Super Junior. Has surgery for nodules in his vocal cords.
Yeah, he had nodules on his vocal cords. And this can drastically change the way that you sing, and in some cases can even prevent you from singing again.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like he is back on Radio Star. Hopefully the surgery was a success, and if there is any change to his voice, it's not something so drastic that he won't be able to perform anymore, because I am looking forward to a complete set of my Super Junior peeps sometime in 2018, we hope.
Yeah, after they do their...
After they're all done with their military, would love to have at least one more album with the complete Suju.
But that's type of surgery is really scary. I mean, there's other K-pop stars that have had this type of surgery and have been able to still perform. Take, for instance, our Big Bang member, Daesung.
Yep, Daesung has had nodules on his vocal cords, and also Gummy. The singer Gummy has also had them.
One K-pop comeback that I wanted to mention was Jay Park. Now, Jay Park will be coming out with a new music video starring Bora from Sistar.
Yeah, it's coming out on October 20th.
So I'm interested to find out if this is going to be a sexy song. Like, you know, the normal Jay Park that we expect. Or if it's going to be a more tamer song because Bora from Sistar is going to be starring or appearing in the music video.
I think it has the potential to go both ways. Mostly because from what I've seen of Sistar, I mean, they do have a little bit of edge, like, especially with their song Touch My Body.
Oh, yeah. Touch My Body.
Yeah, which I love, by the way. It's like one of my favorite songs of theirs. But then they also have that kind of conserved attitude as well. You know, I think it's like they know what their limit is, but they'll give you just enough. But
let's bring into light a little bit of Jay Park, though, because Jay Park has this image where he's like a bad boy, or he's a wannabe bad boy, whatever it is. Let's talk about what a great person Jay Park as an individual is. Lately, there's been news of him donating to a charity.
Yeah, it looks like Hanyang University received a donation by Jay Park. Apparently, there was a festival that was supposed to be held that year, but it was canceled. And then so Jay Park returned the performance fee and relayed that all the money should be used for the student scholarships at the college. And then it looks like he even came to the festival on September 28th of this year and donated the performance fee again to the students for their scholarship money. Jay Park's been performing for free at this festival for this year, and then when it had been canceled, he gave the money back anyways.
That's awesome.
Instead of just keeping it, and made sure that it went to the students for their scholarships, because it looks like he's very focused on getting an education.
Yeah.
And he wants people to do that. So, he did that at Hanyang University.
Like an Aquaman giving back to the community.
Yeah. Well, I think it's mostly just image. You know, I mean, Jay Park's got his edge, but deep down, he's a nice
he's
dude.
He's a good boy.
You know?
He a good boy, though.
He is a good boy.
Okay, so now that we're moving away from K-pop, we're going to go ahead and get into another music segment where we review two songs from Solvay's newest album titled Fall. Now, the ones that we reviewed last time was Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. Chapter 1 being his remastered Adios, and Chapter 2, which was titled 3 AM. Now, in today's episode, we will be reviewing Solvay's Chapter 3 and Chapter 4. So Chapter 3 is titled Fear. This is featuring TFR, which is the fashionable rapper, and Dio. And Chapter 4, which is a solo track titled Think of Me. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
So everything is lost, and you gotta wonder how it led to this. They say that love, it has a cost, and I'm in debt with the most expensive part of it. Pardon me, I'm feeling scared but solemnly. Whispers of your memories. Just leave me alone, I don't know why you haunt me like you were a phantom. And it's really sad to say, I wanted to forget you but you won't go away. I'm not a fool for believing. Yeah, like a fool I was treated.
And it feels like
when you feel you have a neighbor, but you've always lived alone.
It's every more soul.
When you're looking for a savior, but when you call, no dial tone.
It's every more soul.
It is hard to remember the last time that I was home.
It's every more soul.
No reflection in the mirror since you ripped away my soul.
Just take me away. I'm losing my way. Tomorrow's not promised, so I'ma live for the day. I took it for granted, I got lost in the hype.
feeling myself, I lost the love of my life. I took from the needy and gave back to the rich. Got in the jam and watched you turn to a snitch. The deepest of love, bring the deepest of pain. The recollection of us is what is keeping me sane. But
I no longer feel a thing, girl, I'm so numb. So numb, yeah, I'm so numb. I walk alone through these crowds, I'm a loner. Loner, yeah, a loner. I hate the life that I've lived as a grown up. Grown up, yeah, a grown up. That's because you tore me down, showed me no love. No
it
love.
Feels like
okay, so that was Solvay's Fear featuring TFR and Dio. I felt a lot of emotion during that song.
Definitely. And it also kind of sounds like it's kind of hitting at that girl that mm-hmm. he spoke of, where she left him, and then now she's kind of seeing that he's getting some success, and she wants to be with him, and then he's like,
bitch, hold well, up
wait.
A second.
Yeah. I told you I was going to be like this before you left me. And now that I'm here, you're back again? It's like, no.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
But then he's still kind of upset about it, too.
Yeah.
He's still, you know, he's still clinging on to her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but he's also at least staying true to himself and not going after that fucking bitch again. I don't know, that's what I got off of it.
And I enjoyed this track. It was very good. It feels like there's the tempo is rising from previous songs.
Definitely.
So I'm
feeling a rising tide here, a build up to something.
Yeah. Okay. So the next chapter, which is a solo track titled Think of Me. So here we go. So that was Solvay's titled track, Think of Me. So, first initial reaction, definitely not about the same girl. I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking about this track now.
I don't know if it's about a different girl.
I just, like, feel like the way the story's being told, though, it's not that... It's taken a different turn now.
Like, well, I can definitely see where it sounds like it's being taken to a different turn, but I won't say at this point yet that I think it's a different girl yet.
Things are changing up,
but
though,
things
the story
are definitely
line.
Changing, and it's not the Phantom of the Opera song I thought it was going to be. So I will say that at least.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, Adios is probably, like, one of my favorites, but this one is really good. I really enjoy this one. I think it was more of a love song. Unrequited love song?
I don't know if it was a love song.
The song was talking about how he wants a girl to think of him, but supposedly this girl is already in a relationship, or that this girl is being used and tossed aside.
Well, he's talking about think of me better.
Oh, no, we need to see the lyrics. I think I would understand this song more if I saw the lyrics. And I don't think they're posted on his YouTube account.
I don't know, maybe you should listen to the song again before you make assumptions that it's a love song, because what if we talk to him again and he's like, the song is about pain and loss. It's about pain, damn it. Nothing to do with love.
Well, I mean, like, maybe I'm just not hearing it correctly, but I felt like this was more of a...
Maybe you need to hear it again, because I don't know, it sounds more like he's trying to gain the affections of somebody.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's a love song.
But I don't think that this person's in another relationship.
No, but I mean, like, this person is... It sounds like this person is having a hard time. They're being tossed aside. That's why the line says, you're tired of him, aren't you?
Unless the him is him. Think of me. Because he's upset regarding girl number one. I mean, this is, again, in your theory, if there is a girl number two.
Yeah.
So, if there is a girl number two, and this song is about girl number two, then it would be a question of, is this song referring to him being mopey over girl number one, and then girl number two is coming in, and she wants to be with him, but she's tired of him being mopey. So then this is him saying, yes,
that's
I know
a good
I'm
point
being...
too. Yeah, I can see that.
Yes, I know I'm being a jerk, but please... think of me better as soon as I get out of this, then I can get to you.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where you're going with that.
But I wouldn't necessarily go so far as to saying that this is a love song yet.
Okay, we'll see what the other tracks bring.
Because this didn't seem like a love song to me. I mean, it's a slow jam, you know? I mean, most of these are pretty, you know, slow jam, which I love.
Yeah.
You know, and I like, when I listen to a song, I don't necessarily, like, just listen like, oh, this has got a good beat or something. Like, I kind of like to make stories.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's what they are, basically. They're short stories.
I need to read the lyrics to really get the full effect of this song, but I felt that's the way I
give it a couple more listens, Niza.
Maybe I should.
Maybe I'm gonna give it a couple more listens just to see if my theory pans out. Because if this song is about a second girl, then I'm pretty sure that's what.
Well, that would take that would hype up the tempo of the CD though. Or the story.
The album, yeah.
Yeah, because he started out with saying goodbye to one girl, talking about the pain, meeting someone new, and talking about how that person is changing his life.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a happy ending to...
That would be what we would want for Selden. Yes.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him, too. So, yeah, let's hope your theory is correct that this song is about girl number two.
I'm just on the positive. That's like, we're moving on, right, Salve? We're moving on from this one. You said adios.
You said adios already, buddy. We're going to move on now. We're going to get better.
Right. Think of me better.
We're going to think of you better.
Yeah, we're going to think of you better. There we go. Okay, now let's walk away from music. Let's get into news. So, great news. They are now going to start castrating pedophiles.
Woo! Castrating and executing pedophiles.
Yeah, that's... Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Just do it!
Do it! Just do it!
Is there anything else to go off of that? The pedo thing?
Just fucking do it.
Just do it! Yes, you can! Just do it!
Yes, just fucking do it.
Apparently,
okay.
It's already being performed in other countries like Indonesia.
It needs to happen here. There's just no need. There's no need for it.
Seriously. Because then they'll serve their time, go back on the streets, and what do? They touch little Timmy again. Get rid of him.
Okay, so in racist news...
A plane crew nearly let a passenger die because they couldn't believe that a black woman was a doctor.
Okay.
The woman in question, her name is Tamika Cross. She's an OBGYN, and she was on a Delta flight out of Detroit when a man on the plane became unresponsive. And being a medical doctor and also an upstanding citizen, she ran to his aid to try to assist him. But the flight crew ended up restraining her. Because they couldn't believe that she was a doctor.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. When the man became unresponsive, the flight attendant yelled for a physician to come aboard. And Miss Cross raised her hand to grab the flight attendant's attention and stating that she was a doctor. And then the flight attendant basically looked at her and said, "Oh no, sweetie, put your hand down. We're looking for actual physicians or nurses or some type of medical personnel. We don't have time to talk to you."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just, like, extreme. I don't even know what to say about those particular individuals and that crew. Like, really? Mm-hmm.
And apparently, when Miss Cross tried to inform the flight attendant that she was a physician, she was being constantly cut off and given condescending remarks. And then they continued to go, "Any physician on board? Any physician on board?" And then, when they finally listened to her, and she said that, yes, she was a doctor, they asked to see her credentials and ask what type of doctor she was. And then asked her why she was in Detroit.
Well, I'm figuring that she's probably gonna sue Delta.
So then apparently they did find an older white male doctor who, quote-unquote doctor, by the way, who they allowed to treat the man. But then this man was asking Miss Cross questions in regards to how to treat this person.
Unbelievable. Delta is gonna get sued.
They should. And I hope their whole airline goes down.
And I would say that they are fucking lucky that that person who needed attention, medical attention, did not fucking die. Because that would have just been terrible.
I hope that man
sues.
I hope he does sue. I hope that man knows what was trying to be done and what did happen. And I hope that he gets fucking pissed off. Basically, he could have died.
Yeah.
He could have died.
Because of your fucking racist crew.
Yeah, and then to have the quote-unquote other doctor, you know, like, then asking the first one questions on how to treat this person. It's like, bitch, move over, let her do her job.
Now, it's good that she wasn't just like, you know, "fuck you guys." She didn't have that attitude. She could have easily just said, "fuck you," and sat back down.
No, she couldn't. She's a doctor. She can't do that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at least she still continued to try to help, even though no one was believing that she was a fucking doctor.
Yep.
So props to her. Mm-hmm. So sad. Like, to be the country that has such a dynamic... I mean, like, you look at other countries, they're not as blended as America.
Nope, that's why they call it the mental part.
And we just can't embrace that. We can't be like, hey, look at our country. We have a mixture of so many different races. We don't just look like a typical anything.
Mm-hmm.
We constantly fight about color. And it's just...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what we need? If aliens do exist... Please, just show yourselves so that we can go on hating you.
Yes!
And then we'll come together.
Let's join again. Let's all join hands to defeat the aliens.
Reveal That's yourselves. Plan on killing us. And then we'll all come together.
Oh, man. Another thing that we wanted to talk about in, you know, crazy news is the clowns. Because we haven't talked about the clowns.
Yeah, we haven't. We've been missing that opportunity while getting lost down the K-pop hole.
So the clowns. Okay, so supposedly these clowns are going to be purging the night before Halloween, which who really knows if that is the case. There's also been talks about them being promoters for the It movie, which I don't know if that's believable or not. What's your take?
I've also heard that the clowns are pedophiles that are trying to lure kids into the woods to touch them, which then means, hey, they're going to be castrated later.
Even Ronald McDonald is hiding. Even he's staying low. Now, they did talk about how one individual who was dressed up as a clown was arrested because he was wielding a knife around? Or was it an axe? I can't remember.
It was probably... one or two of those things. But I do know that here in Oregon, there was a grandfather who was wearing a clown costume, and he dropped his grandkids off at school while wearing the clown costume, and then proceeded to stand in front of the window of the classroom menacingly.
Now, is this
and was arrested.
Now, is this like an awareness thing? Like they're trying to make a statement that we need to be more careful with our children? Like, what is... I don't really understand what's really going on with these clowns. Like,
I think it's mostly just people bored. They hear about it going on in another state, so then they want to do it here.
They just want to be scary.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I mean, it's
the season, right?
I think it's just the newest thing.
Yeah.
And they're let's do... Unless it's aliens.
Alien.
Have you ever seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Yes, I've heard of it, at least.
Oh, well, I've seen it. The kids love it. And I actually put it on right after this clown stuff was going on because my kids had actually told me about it. So then I was like, oh, okay, here, why don't we watch this movie about clowns from outer space? And then they were like, what if that's what's going on, KK? What if the clowns are aliens? And I'm like, I believe it.
I accept that. Yeah, exactly. Aliens.
They're fucking aliens.
I definitely would love to see a clown try to approach me because I would probably knock the shit out of that clown. I ain't scared of no clowns. I ain't scared of no clowns.
I missed my bus to work the other day, and me and a coworker who ride the bus together were walking down the street, and then we happened to pass down, like, one of those deserted streets, and then we were just standing there for a second, and then she was like, wouldn't it be great if there was a clown right there at the end? And I was just like, no.
we do not need Pennywise coming up in here.
That would not be great.
In other what the fuck news, apparently a woman got a vibrator stuck up her butt.
And shared the post on Facebook.
Was this an older lady?
No, this was a younger woman.
Really? Yes, wow, wait, how old?
So the woman is a 24-year-old student teacher. And it looks like she posted the photo on her Facebook of her in the hospital bed, in her hospital gown, waiting for them to help her remove the object. And the caption on it says, when a bit of Saturday morning playtime results in spending the day in Reckham Hospital having a nice pink vibrator surgically removed from your bowel areas. Whilst it's still vibrating. If you can't on a Saturday, where can ya?
Why would you even post that shit on social media?
Like... Because Emma Phillips, who is the name of the 24-year-old student teacher, apparently does not want to be a student teacher anymore. Pretty sure she lost her job.
Exactly, like, why would you do that?
And if she didn't, she should lose it pretty soon.
Why? Too much information, teacher. Too much information. Imagine having something lodged up your ass, though, and having to go to the hospital. How fucking embarrassing is that? Like, you wouldn't want to put that on social... What kind of person wants to put that on social media?
Well, this is what's crazy, though. So, she wasn't alone when she did this. Her boyfriend was apparently with her.
Of course, yeah.
And he's the party responsible for going up
lodging that too far up her bunghole.
And when it got stuck... Her boyfriend tried fishing it out using a fork handle.
What?
And barbecue prongs.
Oh, goodness. Your asshole must have been torn up.
And then he said that he could feel it at one point, but that it was too far up. It was a goner. And then they finally swallowed their pride and went to the hospital. Thankfully, doctors were able to remove the buzzing nuisance without surgery.
I just can't even imagine. Can you imagine? He must have just been ramming it in there. I just can't even.
I would like actually be kind of scared.
He slipped out of his hand and it like rammed up in there. Like, how did that even happen?
I don't know. I would be kind of scared that something could fit that easily up your ass and then just go away. Abracadabra, where is it? I mean, I'm not the most experienced person on this, but I have studied things and seen a lot.
That is scary, though.
I've read the manual. I just haven't test-driven the car, and I'm pretty sure it should be very hard to put something up there.
Anyway, let's move away from all this news. Let's move away from all this news and get into movies. Now, one movie that we're really excited to go... Actually, two movies that we're really excited to go see is the Get Out movie.
That's right. Our Anna, who is no longer with us because we killed her, she actually showed us this trailer for Get Out. And it actually looks pretty dang interesting.
Now, Get Out is, what's interesting about this movie is that it is a suspense flick. And it's about, you know, this African-American who's dating a white girl. And they go and meet her parents. However, she hasn't told her parents that he is African-American. And she thinks that her parents are going to be completely cool with it. And unfortunately, they actually are not. And they go through this whole thing where they try to hypnotize him. They've taken other individuals who have been missing for years to use them basically as servants in their community. Now, what's interesting, what I thought was interesting about this is not only, you know, is it a horror suspense film, but who directed and wrote the screenplay was Jordan Peele. Yes, that's Mr. Peele from Key and Peele, the comedy duo.
Hey, Ron.
I just couldn't.
Nice.
I just couldn't. I just like, wow, really? So I'm really stoked about seeing this movie just to see, you know, what he did with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see it too. And I do like it when comedians step out of their element.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jim Carrey, you know, he went
from... number 23.
Yeah, he went into the number 23, and then also he did serious movies like The Majestic, mm-hmm. where they didn't rely heavily on, you know, his comedic prowess. It was all strictly on...
And I mean,
regarding
like...
skill and building suspense.
We might get hate over this, but I really did enjoy that Jim Carrey was able to pull off a more serious role. It didn't irk me in any way.
Yeah, no, I like the number 23, yeah. And I also like his other movies too, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's more of like a dark comedy,
mm-hmm.
but it was more serious.
Well, still, it's not like it's not character. If you want to verify it, if you want to compare it to like Ace Ventura, where he's talking out of his butt,
yeah.
You know.
It was a more serious movie.
It's definitely a more serious movie. And it makes you think.
Yes,
very. Too. And I like thought-provoking movies. I mean, I like...
such a great love story.
I like movies where you talk out of your butt, too. But sometimes I like to be thinking.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Another one that we're really excited to go see, even though we really hated number one, is Ouija 2, The Origin.
Yeah, Ouija 1 was definitely not my favoriteest movie ever, but Ouija 2.
Yeah, hey, I liken those trailers. I'm mm-hmm. really, I'm really looking like, hey, there's a lot of scary scenes in the trailers. I want to see how they play out in the actual film.
And of course, you know, they got Elliot in there playing a priest from E.T.
Another movie that we're looking forward to seeing is, of course, The Power Rangers.
Yes.
We've been actually wanting to talk about the Power Rangers.
And but it just keeps slipping through the radar.
Yep.
The trailer itself, I do like, and I like that they're kind of giving it a new origin spin, you know, changing up characters. I mean, let's face it, I love Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but it was a little bit racist. I'm just going to say.
Just a little bit racist. I'm just going to say a little bit racist. The Yellow Ranger being Asian, you know.
And the Black Ranger being black.
The Blue Ranger being a white guy.
Yeah. Well, now they've changed it up. You know, now the Billy character is the African-American.
Yes.
I'm not sure. And then of course, the Black Ranger is now Asian. He's played by a Chinese actor. I'm going to butcher his name, and I apologize. But he is very beautiful. I believe it's, looks like Ludi Lin. So, he doesn't have a lot of credits to his name, but he did have a spot on Marco Polo, which is one of...
The Netflix
series. Yeah, that's a really good original series of Netflix that I'm really into. Season one was amazing. I'm in the middle of season two
right now. I actually
right
haven't even checked that one out.
You should totally check
it out. I have, however, been checking out the Luke Cage series.
I haven't seen that yet. But
which has actually been pretty great for the first episode. I've only gotten that far, but I'm planning on continuing watching that series. What I'm excited about with the Power Rangers is that I'm stoked to see Power Rangers done in a cinematic, high-quality way.
Exactly. I mean, come on, the Power Rangers movie was great.
No, yeah, exactly.
But Goldar's mouth still didn't match up with what he was saying.
Right. Now, two things that I actually heard around the movie news mill is that Shane Black, Like, there's reports of him coming out with the new Predator. Well, Shane Black is an American. Oh, he did
Lethal Weapon and all that.
Yeah. So he did the 1987 Predator.
Okay. So then he's coming up to do his own reboot, basically.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm all right with the original director or the original writer wanting to reboot. I would actually prefer if they could do it that way because I think it would give... Well, number one, I think it would give them a chance to correct any mistakes that, or flaws that they found in their original work. And then also, it gives them the opportunity to use new technologies and have a bigger budget.
Another one was that Jeffrey Dean Morgan says he still wants to play Flashpoint Batman.
I'm definitely down for Flashpoint Batman. I love alternate stories in the DC universe. I mean, basically, they're all, if you look at the different variations, they're all basically alternate universes telling the same story. But in Flashpoint, I love that, you know, it takes the origin of Batman and changes it to where it's actually Thomas Wayne who is Batman, and then Martha Wayne is the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm so sorry that Niza has not heard of this storyline before, but I will educate her on this, and perhaps in our next episode she will...
You're gonna throw me under the bus like that?
I am gonna throw you under the bus like that.
Because when I get the chance, I'll throw you under the bus too.
But this is a travesty that you don't know this.
Well, I mean, I'm all for, like, original storylines, so I've never just been really interested in other storylines.
Well, this technically could be considered an original storyline, because what happens is... In the original storyline of the Flash manages to find... The Flash finds out that he has the power to go back in time. That he is that fast, he can go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides to save his mother, because...
Well, that's a comic book crossover, too, which I was never really into as well. I like.
Well, it's the DC universe. Yeah. The Flash is part of the Justice League.
Yeah.
Well, so it's not a crossover.
I was never really into the Justice League. I just kind of like them separate doing their own thing. I didn't really get into
If all y'all that could stuff. See my face right now.
I never really got into all that, like, mingling of characters. I just wasn't really into it. But now,
because you didn't, this is why you don't know the awesomeness that is Flashpoint Batman.
Yeah.
Which is Thomas Wayne, and he just fucking kills people. Batman don't kill people. Batman just beats them up. Thomas Wayne fucking kills them.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Wayne has no fucks to give. Thomas Wayne just takes him out.
Now, I was actually intrigued by the story because I am actually a big Jeffrey Dean Morgan fan. Mm-hmm. He did play the comedian in Watchmen, even though I did not fully enjoy that movie. I still liked his role in that.
Oh my god,
he was also in P.S. I Love You as the best friend of...
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler's character.
I actually didn't see P.S. I Love You, but I do know that Gerard Butler was in it. As well as Hilary Swank. And then I believe Spike was in it. Mm-hmm. James Marsters. But I did not see that movie because James Marsters didn't have a British accent or blonde hair in that
movie. Honestly, when I saw this article, I was like, wait a second. Why wasn't Jeffrey Dean Morgan our Batman instead of fucking... Ben Affleck. Come on now.
But now you know why. It's because Jeffrey is going to be our Flashpoint Batman. Well, he is going to be our Thomas Wayne.
If he definitely is going to be, I will watch that movie.
You're still going to watch it now. No, I'm going to make her watch it. She's going to watch it. She's going to know the beauty that is Flashpoint Batman.
Well, I like Batman. He's my favorite character. I like Bruce Wayne. He's my favorite.
Thomas Wayne is better, though. Wayne. Thomas Wayne is way better than Bruce Wayne.
I like Bruce Wayne.
Anyway. I like the villains.
Yeah, of course you like the villains. So you like the more darker heroes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, yep. I'm still definitely going to check it out. Mm-hmm. And I learned something new today.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Yeah. Joe.
Let's go ahead and end the show.
Okay.
All the voices or voice impressions included in our podcast today were done by a friend, Russell.
Thank you again, Russell, and we hope to have you once again on the show in the future.
Not the actual Michael Caine. But, yeah.
My cocaine.
My cocaine. Anyway, everyone, have a good night. Bye-bye.
At this time, we would like to thank you for your membership to the Hera Club. Make sure to show your support through their Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. like, comment, and share, because they just rub. And if you really hated your time with them today, well, sorry. They're just not sorry.